Second down and two now at the 41-yard line. Give us to Williams. He got the first down and more. He's able to push it forward down to the 36-yard line. Another first down for the Texans. First down and 10. They're going to spot it at the 36-yard line of Canyon Lake. Just underway in the fourth period. Texans with a 10-point lead. Trying to stretch that out here at the beginning of the fourth period. Clock continues to run. Texans certainly don't mind that. Resting with a 10-point lead. Weeks back to throw. Right side, it's Mann who catches it at the 33-yard line. And I believe that's a pickup of about four.
I think he dropped it. I think when he dropped it. They're going to call that an incomplete pass. He kind of got down, looked like he, you know, may have felt the footsteps coming, I guess, as they say, and ended up dropping it right there. So we're going to have a, what do we got, second and 10 now.
Second and 10 from the 36 of Canyon Lake. Weeks looks to the sideline now and gets the call.
That's amazing to me how they do these calls in now, too. They got, you know, three different coaches waving here, there. Boy, I'd get confused if I was quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. Complicated. Weeks turns. We'll give it to Colby Crowder. Trying to get outside to the left. Spin move, but they turn him back inside. Not much ground to gain by Colby. Couple yards, though. Third down and eight.
Kenny Lake did a good job of sniffing that one out, too. We saw the defensive end stay at home. The cornerback stayed at home right there, too, and forced him back inside. Actually, a pretty good little spin move to end up getting 2-3 yards out of it. So ends up with the third and long and, you know, knocking on the door here again. Good drive for the Texans, but it's always good when you get points.
Seven draws a lot of attention on the game film prior to the Wimberley games from the opposing coach, I would imagine. Weeks rolling right, looking, throwing, and it's going to be incomplete. Mann and Crowder were in the route in the secondary, but not close to being complete, so it's going to be fourth down now.
And it looks like they're going to run the punt team out here. Not that it's a huge surprise to me. They're going to maybe play a field position game right here.
Yeah, fourth down and eight from the Canyon Lake 34-yard line. Wyatt Mann, the punter, will be standing at the Hawks 48 to receive the snap.
Yeah, if you're Coach Warren, you wish you had Steven Gaskowski back there. Dan Bailey, if you're a Cowboys fan like you.
Boom, a 50-yarder. That's right. With ease. Trying to go for that coffin corner, but it's going to go into the end zone. And man, oh, man's frustrated at the 48-yard line. He's shaking his head, and he certainly wanted a different outcome than that. Canyon Lake will take over. 10:34 left to play in the ball game. 31-21, Wimberley with the lead. Again, both of these teams came into the game tonight with 2-1 records. Remember, we will stay here after the game with a post-game show for you. Recap the scoring in this one. That might take a while. And then we'll talk about next week. So let's see if the Texans defense can answer the call once again. Fuller will give it to his man Tanner, trying to get outside. Ferris, the dangerous one, is able to pick up positive yardage, but Texans keep him fairly bottled up. 6 yards? Nah, they're going to give him seven, it looks like. Third down and seven. Second down and three, rather. He gained seven, I should have said. Didn't look like he gained that much, Jared, but he certainly did.
No, he's got the legs on that jet sweep, though, for sure.
Fuller will turn, give this one to Micah St. John right up the middle. Big surprise, Ben Garza on the tackle, but St. John's able to get the first down out to the 31-yard line.
You know, you wonder what percentage of plays Ben Garza is in on as far as gets a hand in or something. Mm-hmm. I would be anxious to see. I'm not a, I don't know how to do all the stats as far as the, you know, exact for recruiting and stuff. But that young man is in on a lot of plays.
He absolutely is. He's not a big guy at all. Here is the give up the middle. That's Austin Brennan. Tough running by Austin. He's able to step off about 8 yards, second down and two.
Canyon Lake's got some decent drives going right here with the, you know, they've kind of got this running game figured out a little bit. So, you know, Texans really need to step up right here. Second down and two could be a big stop right here. Maybe get them lost 2 or 3 yards right here, make it for a big third down.
Second down and two now. Fuller under center. He will look to throw, drops the ball, but picks it back up like a shortstop. He got a good bounce in that one, way back to the 31-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage. Huge play by that Wimberley defense. Third down and 10 now.
Yeah, and that's where Jake Cockerham snuck through there. And, you know, ball's on the ground. He's a – how many times have we said it? He puts his nose up in there, but he is a ball hound as well. He likes to be able to see the ball. He pounces on it, and a big loss right there. I said it just a minute ago. Second down, a big play. If they can maybe make them lose some yards, they did. Third and 10 now.
Yeah, nice job by that Wimberley defense. You're right, Jared. That's exactly what they needed, obviously. Reverse. And it's going to be snuffed out in the backfield for a loss way back to the 22-yard line. So that's a loss, goodness, of 9 or 10 yards. It's going to be fourth and forever now for Canyon Lake. What a stop by that Texans defense.
And Samuel Valadez basically comes through and is just standing there waiting on him. That's not a sight
that
you want to see. He pretty much just caught him and said, it's time for you to fall down right here. You can't go anywhere. I got you. And big, big, big play by the defense. That's really what they needed. We talked about it. Big stand for them.
Fuller now will be back and standing at his 13-yard line. Probably going to do that whole rugby punt deal. Takes the snap, moves to his right, and gets the punt off. It's high, but it's way, way short. Takes a Wimberley bounce, too, and is finally scooped up by the Hawks near that far sideline at the Canyon Lake 36-yard line. Texans with great, great field position again tonight.
Ended up being a 14-yard kick. And just kind of shanked it off the side of his foot right there. He's been doing that rugby style, been fairly successful. Colby's had some luck returning them, but, you know, one right there that if you're Canyon Lake, you really hope that would have been a better punt. But Wimberley's got great field position right here. 10-point lead, really a chance to start milking that clock a little bit, some high-percentage throws early on, and obviously maybe even some under center from JoJo handing off to number 24, Hunter Williams. We may see some of that this round.
Yeah, they can seal the deal with this drive here, Jared. You're right. Weeks is under center with Williams behind him. Williams is going to get it right up the gut, pushes it forward for about 4, maybe 5 yards, exactly what the Texans wanted. Second down now and 6, ball at the 32-yard line of Canyon Lake.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Warren, you're the offensive coordinator down there, you know that you only need 3 1/3 yard every single play at this point. Get you 10 yards every 3 plays. And you're going to either end up scoring or you're going to run the clock out. Either way, it's a win for the Texans. So they're hoping to continue to pound that ball. We may see JoJo keep one right here on a read possibly. But they're definitely just going to continue to pound the ball.
He's going to go in the shotgun formation this time with Williams to his right in the backfield. Williams is going to get it, though. Navigates through to the 30, stretches out to the 28-yard line. Another pickup of 4. Looks like it'll be 3rd down and about 3.
Well, we got a flag on the play. How many times have we said that tonight?
There it is.
And it looks like they're moving Wimberley back. I don't know what it's going to be, but...
Committee meeting at the 28-yard line. Clock stops at 6:37. So they're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct. Some sort. Then it was a dead ball, so it happened after the play. A little pushing, shoving, trash talking, etc., I guess. Get kind of sensitive out there, ref.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's going to end up making a extremely long, 2nd down, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to spot it back at the 43-yard line. They got to get to the 26 for a 1st down. It is only 2nd down, though, so they can run some clock. Duck Warren's probably going to discuss these dead ball penalties that his team has gotten tonight with his team next week. What do you think?
Yeah, those are unforced errors, and they let the clock run down right here on offense, and they're going to have to call a timeout. So, but unforced errors will kill you in any sport. We've talked about it, I don't know, 10, 15 times this year so far.
Yeah. Well, we'll take it with them. 6:11 left to play. 31-21. Wimberley with the lead. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Texans facing a 3rd and 17 now from the Canyon Lake 43-yard line. It's 3rd and long, Jared, but they may just run the ball and try to run some more clock here. Who knows?
And it may be one of those patented screens you were talking about earlier right here.
Yeah, that'd be a good play. Weeks now. Fakes the handoff. Is going to throw a little bubble screen, it looks like, to Gavin Martinez. Dancing around but not finding a lot of running room is Gavin. Picks up a couple of yards to the 41-yard line. Stays in bounds. It'll be 4th down. Oh, now they're going to, what do they call it? Oh, okay. They're just saying keep everything going. 4th down. And Wyatt Mann will come on and punt the ball away for the Texans. Doug Warren wanted a little better output from his offense on that series, Jared, and he didn't get it.
Yeah, that's a play. That's a series right there that you want to really eat up the clock. Again, we talked about it. Down there, really 3 1/3 yards was all that you needed. The penalty was really costly for him.
Man with a kick. It's a good one. It's going to go inside the 10-yard line, but bounce around, take a Wimberley bounce, still rolling, and they finally down it at the 1-yard line. It was initially touched out near the 5, so we'll see where they mark it. Wherever they mark it down at, it's going to be good for Wimberley. They're going to put it at the 5-yard line. Nope, the 6-yard line.
And that's what Wyatt tried to do last time. He talked about it. He kind of got a little bit frustrated with himself, kicked it in the end zone, but that's exactly what he tried to do. So makes a long field for Canyon Lake. We've seen them. They're a running team with the clock this low. You know, they got to really have a big play to make something happen right here.
Yeah, 5:17 remaining. Canyon Lake very much still in this ball game. It seems like Wimberley has outplayed them the whole game, Jared, but they haven't been able to put the final nail in the coffin. 10-point game with 5 minutes plus.
And we've seen Canyon Lake with several big plays after scores. That's really kept them in the ballgame.
Fuller will turn. Micah St. John off right tackle. He gets the 10 and pushes it out to the 13-yard line. That's a nice pickup of about 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4. Canyon Lake trying to move with a little more haste now. I think the Texans have taken one timeout in the second half, but I think Canyon Lake has all theirs remaining, if I'm not mistaken. Here is the turn and the give to St. John up the middle. Not much running room, though. Didn't get enough for the 1st down. It'll be, I don't know, about a yard short. It'd be 2nd. No, they're going to go ahead. I'm going to just quit guessing about these 1st down. First down, Canyon Lake.
I'm looking.
You're wondering.
The down marker is on the 17-yard line. The ball is on the 16-yard line, and it is a 1st down. I didn't figure that one.
And you're not a math guy, probably, and even you get that, huh? Fuller now. Screen pass. Uh-oh, they better be careful with this one. It's incomplete, though. High pass. He was trying to hit Brennan, Jared.
Yeah.
Missed him.
Just, you know, that's a break for the Texans. Every time it seems like they've run that screen, whether it was either Ferris or Brennan in this case, they've had some big gains. So a little overthrow by the quarterback right there. And as a defense build off that right here, you really got to a chance to shut them down if you can get a 2nd down stop right here, 3rd and long from a long way from the end zone still.
2nd and 10 now from the 16. Ferris off tackle right. He gets the 20, and he gets the 25, and he gets a 1st down out to the 28-yard line. So new set of downs now for the Hawks.
And if you're Wimberley, this is obviously you don't want to see them driving the ball. But at the same time, I talked about it a second ago, they run the ball. And that means the clock's running.
quickly to the line of scrimmage. Fuller looking, going deep over the middle, and just overshoots his receiver down the middle of the field. That was Austin Brennan, but he was covered well in that secondary by Colby Crowder. He wasn't going to run by Colby, that's for sure.
No, that's good coverage by Colby, getting his arm up and kind of getting in the guy's face. He may have swatted that ball away, but actually, to be honest with you, a pretty good throw right there by the Canyon Lake quarterback. That was a not too bad of a throw, pretty spot on a really a situation where you need a big play if you're Canyon Lake. That clocks your enemy at this point.
Second down and 10 now. That did stop the clock at 3:49. Fuller turns and gives it to his man Ferris, left side, trying to get outside. He's got a good gainer of about 8 yards. So it'll be third down and 2 now for Canyon Lake, obviously in four down territory from here on out, trailing by 10 at their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, Cody Charrington wrestling him down. And this is one that we've seen Canyon Lake have some false start and have some penalties to give themselves. So we'll see what happens.
Fuller, long, long count. He will turn and give it to his running back. No running room whatsoever. We'll see where they mark it. I think they marked it right back at the line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line. So that'll bring up a fourth down here, Jared. Fourth down, a long one. Well, let's call it two.
Yeah, they got their nose in there, and they stuffed that play. So, really, if you're the defense, this is the play of the ball game.
Here we go. Yep, here's your ball game. If Wimberly can hold them here, they'll win it. Under center, gives to Ferris. Right tackle, stretches forward. I don't know if he's got it or not.
Oh, if it's
surely they'll measure this. Nope, they're not going to measure it. Ball at the 39-yard line. They've already signaled for a first down. I swear, it just baffles me completely that none of these officials ever measure anything anymore. First down and 10. I'm through whining about it. Nothing I can do about it. Quit whining, Mike. Back to throw is Fuller. Looking, and now he's going to go deep over the middle, downfield. It's intercepted! Intercepted. Is it Crowder? Crowder with the interception at the Wimberly 34. That might do it, Jared Robinson.
Yeah, that's going to be your ball game right there. Colby goes up, catches the interception, and just really, you know, at that point as a defensive back, you got to know that they're going to throw the ball. They don't have enough time to continue to run it. So he's sitting back there kind of in that safe land, I guess, and he's such an athlete that he goes up and he says, yeah, hey, you know, I'm going to catch this one. You're not going to catch it today. And you're right. I 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter, 31-21 lead. Pretty much a first down, two first downs runs the game for you right here. So JoJo probably going to be under center and just handing off to number 24, handing off to the workhorse to get you a first down.
Yeah, you would think they would just milk the clock for sure now. At their own 34-yard line, shotgun is Weeks. Williams to his left, and Williams will get the handoff right up the middle. He's able to squirt through. That's a good one. Six-yard gain. Nope, give him seven. Second down and 3. Clock continues to run. 2:13 remaining in the ball game.
And if you're Canyon Lake, you know, you got, you know, you're 2:15, 2:07 left at this point right now. You know, at what point do you use your timeouts? Obviously, you can't take them home with you.
No.
You know, they don't give you credit for them. They don't pay you $5 for each one.
They don't carry over, do they?
No, they don't carry over. So, you know, you got to realize, too, that, you know, they're going to start calling some timeouts here pretty quickly. So, you know, a big first down right here, they may do it. Just to stop the clock, but down to a minute 45 and ticking.
Ball at the Wimberly 41-yard line. Again, it'll be Williams up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Knocked his own man forward. Told his offensive lineman, hey, get out of my way. First down now. They're going to spot it at the Wimberly 45-yard line. There's only a minute 33 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Doesn't look like Canyon Lake's going to bother calling these timeouts. I'm kind of surprised, Jared.
Yeah, that surprises me with the big play capabilities that they've shown coming out of either scores or drives that they came out. We saw several long touchdowns. We saw the screen that was brought back. We're going to go into victory formation for the Texans here. So it doesn't look like we're going to see the timeouts.
Yep, both of these coaches now have decided that there's your ball game as JoJo Weeks takes the snap and takes the knee on first down. As the clock rolls inside of 1 minute, under this harvest moon in Wimberly. Great night of football. Texan fans now getting ready to get on their feet. as Weeks looks at that play clock. It's at 19 now, and he's just going to stand there and let that thing continue to go down. Texans will come up with their third victory of the season here tonight. Weeks under center, takes the kneel down again. That might just about do it. In fact, that's going to do it. Clock is at 18 seconds remaining, but both of these coaches have decided that that's all she wrote for another Friday night in Wimberley. Our score, Wimberley 31 and Canyon Lake 21. That is our final. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley and COOFM.org. The best music on earth.